Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Look at what the court ruling actually was as it relates to Paula Deen. The court didn't say she didn't say it. The court didn't say she didn't mean it. The court just said the person who was bringing that particular element of the case didn't have standing to bring it because she was not subjected to racial discrimination. The court also left completely in place the sexual harassment aspects of the case. And that is where you don't need to have a big celebration around the pot of okra tonight, Paula Deen, because that sexual harassment part actually does have some teeth to it. If you make for an uncomfortable work environment for anyone because of your behavior, that can be considered sexual harassment. So there's not a big celebration yet. She got rid of some of it, but not all of it.
There's a legal analyst, Star Jones, who says even though the racial discrimination suit was thrown out, Paula Deen ought not to be celebrating, not just yet. Paula Deen turns out to be number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the review that we do every single week, or weekend, actually. Talk Radio Countdown show going through the list of things for the week of August 12th to the 16th, 2013. Reviewing all of the top 10 hits, starting at number 10, going to number 1. Folks at Talkers.com analyzing the talk radio world, the industry, talk radio programs and hosts and stations all across the country. And this week, the Paula Deen racial discrimination lawsuit is at number 10. The U.S. Airway-American Airline merger, number 9 on the countdown. Here are our hosts John Mercuri and Eric Bilstead talking to aviation expert Bill Swellbar about the Department of Justice filing lawsuits to keep this merger from happening.
Good or bad idea that the Justice Department has decided to try to block the U.S. Airways-American merger?
I don't know that it's necessarily a good or a bad idea. I think what it is that we're seeing is a real sea change in how it is that the Department of Justice is viewing concentration in the airline industry. If you are one of the two carriers involved, you're going to see this as a bad decision. Obviously, consumer advocates are applauding the decision by the Department of Justice.
You know, I fly quite a bit, and what I've noticed, and you and everybody else has noticed, is that there are less choices, less capacity, and every single airplane is jam-packed. And I think that's why those consumer groups are standing up and saying maybe this is a way to put the brakes on that a little bit. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, I mean, I'm not so sure that the airlines are necessarily going to depart from this model of capacity discipline and trying to, you know, fill as many seats on each aircraft as they possibly can. I mean, that's proving to be good business. Like any business, you would want to utilize your capacity as efficiently as you can. That's what the industry is doing today. But, you know, that said, certainly we're not seeing much growth. We're not seeing new entrants. But what it is that we do see is an industry structure that is producing some profits for the industry finally.
What do you think Americans can end up doing? I imagine they're still going to try to merge or fight something with this.
Oh, I don't think there's a doubt. I don't think they're gonna take this laying down, either side. But if I read the Department of Justice decision, it seems pretty airtight that their view is this just putting 85% of the industry's capacity in the hands of four enterprises is just simply too much. And I think that's going to be a tough piece to overcome.
Bill, on that point, I was interested to see that the 10-carrier Bloomberg U.S. Airlines Index lost 6% when the DOJ did this. So clearly, the airline industry believes that, hey, let us narrow it down, let us have fewer carriers, let us control more, raising prices and whatever we want to do. And they didn't like this at all.
No doubt. And I mean, the markets have reacted, as you point out, quite negatively. And particularly, we saw American stock down 50%. We've seen the American bonds down significantly because if this merger is not allowed to go through, there's going to have to be a whole new plan of reorganization negotiated with the various stakeholders by American Airlines just to exit bankruptcy.
Bill, could there come a day where we have two major airlines or three major airlines and there are just less and less choices?
You know, this decision suggests to me that no, that you know, let's also appreciate that American Airlines is a very big company, and it is still, you know, I think fifth in the world So this is not a tiny company. There is still significant consolidation. And even if the merger doesn't go forward, over 70% of the industry's capacity is going to be in the hands of four. And that is a marked structural change that has taken place over the last 5 years.
Up next, Whitey Bulger, Bob Filner, and voter ID, all in the focus on the weekly review of what's going on in the world of talk radio on The Countdown Show.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour. Applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, number 8 on the countdown. The verdict in the Whitey Bulger trial in Boston. Here's host Howie Carr talking to one of his callers about how a lot of people would still be alive if the police had done their job and arrested Whitey Bulger years ago.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, Howie, if Whitey Bulger had been arrested sooner, a lot of people would still be alive today, wouldn't he? But they let
him
go.
Yes.
I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. And today we're living in a time where the state has taken over the numbers racket. The state has become, you know, pimps of this and pimps of that. All these people died, rightly, wrongly, you know, because essentially vice was once punished in our society. Whereas today it's the state that's doing the pimping.
Right. Well, you know, yeah, Steve, you're absolutely right. If they had prosecuted them on the race fixing charges back in the late 1970s, they would have gone away to prison like Howie Winter did, or gone on the lam like Johnny Monterano did. And those guys were never really any forces to be reckoned with again in the underworld. And then they could have gone after the Italians and gotten them at Prince Street. They didn't need Whitey and Stevie to be the witnesses to get the wiretaps. And then they would have knocked out the Italians. And I'm not saying there wouldn't have been organized crime murders, with the Winter Hill Gang and the Mafia decimated, but there would have been a lot fewer, and I think there would have been a lot fewer of these really horrific crimes that Whitey and Stevie were committing, you know, killing their girlfriends, you know, shaking people down for no reason other than just to extort money from them, and the reason they could do it was because they were being protected by the government. But see, what I don't understand is, you know, I guess he has to say it, but why do Carney and Brennan pretend like it's not Whitey's fault, that he's a creature of the government? I mean, he was happy to take advantage of his government protection.
The San Diego mayor scandal, number 7 on the countdown. Here's 67-year-old Peggy Shannon at a press conference this week. She is a part-time employee at the Senior Citizen Service Desk at San Diego City Hall and the 16th woman to come forward accusing the San Diego mayor of sexual harassment.
Mayor Filner started coming by my desk several times a day. He would take my hand and talk about us getting together the next weekend. I knew he was engaged, and I felt very shocked and upset that he would think I would go out with him. Every day that I went to work, I had butterflies in my stomach because I did not know what was going to happen the next time the mayor came by my desk. On the day that Mayor Filner came by my desk and asked me if I thought he could go 8 hours in one night, I was shocked that he would say that to me. I was working and had to get myself together to continue my job at the Senior Citizen Service Desk. I was very bothered by this statement and went home and cried again. On July 12th, the day after I saw the first media coverage, when the mayor walked by my desk and motioned for me to be quiet, I was blown away. He had said in the news release that he was sorry for the way he treated his female staff. Then the next day, he said he had done nothing wrong. I feel now that he was not sorry. Mayor Filner, I am a mother, a grandmother, and a great-grandmother. I have 3 sons, 4 grandsons, and 2 great-grandsons. As our mayor, you should be, but are not, a role model for any of them. Mayor Filner, I want to protect working women. It is long overdue for you to do the right thing. And the right thing now is for you to go.
The North Carolina voter ID law comes in at number 6 on the countdown. Host Greg Jensen talking here to Chris Fitzsimmons from North Carolina Policy Watch about his organization's concerns about this new law.
Voter ID requirements. We need an ID to get on an airplane, even to buy Sudafed if we have a runny nose. Now, opponents worry about voter suppression here. Take it from there, please.
Well, first of all, it's interesting to me the governor continues to mention the example of Sudafed. I've read the Constitution several times, and nowhere in the Constitution does it say you have a right to buy Sudafed, but we are guaranteed a fundamental right to exercise our voting franchise in a democracy. So equating the two, I think, is a little bit silly. If you do want to play the game and say you have to have an ID to get Sudafed, a college student at UNC Asheville can use his student ID to buy Sudafed. But under this law, will not be allowed to use a student ID to vote, even though it's a government-issued photo ID. So there's plenty of contradictions. But look, there's 2 things going on here. One is the ID itself, and the second thing is there are 49 pages to this legislation. 3 of the pages have to do with voter ID. 46 of the pages have to do with changes to more than 20 election laws in North Carolina, including some of the ones you've already mentioned: same-day registration, shortening the early voting period. One good provision, which you mentioned and the governor talked about, which is a bundling of contributions by lobbyists. But this bill also allows wealthy people to give more money to campaigns. It also allows more wealthy people to give secret money to outside expenditure groups and not have to report it nearly as frequently. It also ends pre-registration for 16 and 17-year-olds, which was passed by a wide bipartisan majority years ago to get young people ready to vote when they turn 18. There are many, many provisions in this bill that have nothing to do with voter ID, and I'm flabbergasted that we would have passed these such sweeping changes to our election laws with no public hearings except on voter ID. Nobody talked about any of these other 46 pages until the bill was introduced in the legislature.
Up next, the controversy over stop and frisk laws in New York. And this is a page turner here on immigration reform. We'll get to it soon. As a matter of fact, up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The hot hits in talk radio on the Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. At number five on the Countdown, the New York Stop and Frisk Law. Here's host Hillary Barsky with former NYPD Detective Harry Houck. They talk about the ruling from this past week. New York City stop and frisk policy, apparently, at least according to the ruling, is unconstitutional.
How do you feel about this? This was a major blow to our administration and to the city, would you say?
Yeah, well, no doubt that this is going to go to the fact that we're going to have a higher crime rate in the city as a result of this. The biggest thing in this ruling to me here is that police officers have got to feel that they're going to be backed up and indemnified by the city if they make a stop. Back in the day when I was doing these stop and frisks all the time, we would stop somebody who fit the description
sure.
of a perpetrator.
But here's the thing, Harry. Let me ask you. There will always be racial profiling. There will always be profiling. Okay, a person fits a certain description of a terrorist, so they go through the scanner at their airport. They're going to be targeted, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so this ain't going to go away.
I just started reading this 198-page ruling.
Yes.
And what I found very interesting, the judge stated that no person should be stopped because he or she matches a vague or a generalized description. Let's say, like, such as a male, black, aged 18 to 20. You've got a perpetrator out there. You know, you're working in a high-crime neighborhood. There's mm-hmm. nothing but blacks there, all right? The perpetrators, 99.9% of them are blacks, or they might be Hispanic, all right? Who are you going to stop? You are going to stop a black male. Now, let's say, you know, we've got a black male committed a robbery, 18 to 24, all right, wearing a red shirt, blue pants, about 6'4", all right?
Mm-hmm.
That is enough to stop somebody. That is enough for reasonable suspicion. But what I found very interesting, what the judge says, the judge said that police officers were stopping just black males between the age of 18 and 24, right, without any kind of further description.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Right, that's what they're saying. I mean, we're only talking, four cases here and the thousands of stop and frisks that happen every day.
Number four item on the Countdown is immigration reform. Here's a radio guy named Bob Clark talking about a new method some are starting to use to easily come across our borders.
There appears to be a new strategy being used by some illegals who are trying to get into the United States. And here are the details on that. A sudden influx of illegal immigrants from Mexico requesting asylum. And it's overwhelming immigration agents in the San Diego border area, forcing agencies to rent hotel rooms, of course at taxpayer expense, for some undocumented families. And they're releasing others to cities around the United States. Customs Enforcement has been paying for hotel rooms for dozens of recently arrived families to relieve overcrowding inside the San Ysidro and Otay Mesa, California processing centers. Some ICE employees are working overtime, and others have been asked to volunteer to work weekend shifts to just handle this surge of what's going on right now. And it's raising a lot of suspicions as to what's going on here, as illegal immigrants apparently are being told on what to say and how to say it. They're learning they can attempt to get asylum by using a few key words. And apparently what's going on is, as they approach the border, the illegals are claiming asylum. They're requesting asylum based on the fact that they fear for their lives from the drug cartels in Mexico. Sources say one day last week, 200 border crossers came through the Otay Mesa port of entry claiming asylum. And as many as 550 overflowed inside the processing center there in nearby San Ysidro. At a hotel near San Diego, ICE vans arrived several times over the weekend with immigrant families. And based on information from Fox News, the hotels are running about $99 a night. And most of the immigrants coming from Mexico, but there were some others who were claiming their native country as Haiti, Romania, Guatemala, and Iraq.
Immigration reform, the fourth most talked about item of the week on the countdown. Recapping this past half hour, Paula Deen coming in at number 10 on the countdown this week. The merger of American and U.S. Airways, number 9. Whitey Bulger, guilty, number 8. San Diego mayor scandal, number 7. North Carolina voter ID law, 6. Number 5 is the excusing, shall we say, putting aside of the New York City stop and frisk law. Immigration reform is 4. So let's get to numbers 3, 2, and 1. It's coming up next here on the Hot Hits and Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to another half hour of the Countdown Show as we get closer to number one, the week ending Friday, August 16th. So this past week, and included in the list number three on the countdown, I think it was number one last week, Obamacare. On The Daily Show, John Oliver talked to Senator Rand Paul about the reasons that Paul remains opposed to the Affordable Care Act.
Let's talk about the Affordable Care Act. You are for it or against it, I forget.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to be unaffordable, and that's the real problem. I'm afraid that everyone will pay a lot more for insurance, and I think precisely the people it was intended to help, it may well hurt because they may not be able to afford it because the president has mandated that the insurance covers so many things that I think it'll be very expensive.
Okay, so that's what's interesting to me, because there have been 40 votes against Obamacare. No one could accuse Republicans of being in favor of this. Now, you've left all your contempt out on the field with this one. Yet, why does it matter so much? Is it the mandate? Is that what you have this kind of religious objection to?
Well, the thing is I think we all want more people to have health care. We all want more people to have insurance. But we think the opposite will happen. I tell people that there's always in Washington, people have good intentions. And I don't really begrudge the Democrats. And I don't say, oh, their motives are bad. I just say that what they are trying to do, the opposite will happen. And it's kind of because we have this, I call it the dinosaur syndrome. We have a lot of politicians who have really small brains and really big hearts. And they want to do what's right, but I don't think it's going to work.
You're always intellectually consistent when it comes to, say the banks. Let the banks fail. Let the market correct itself. What is tens of millions of Americans being uninsured if it's not market failure?
Right. Well, the market has failed in healthcare, but not because of too much government, not too little government. I'll give you two examples. I'm an eye surgeon. In my practice, there were two things that insurance didn't cover, but the price went down every year. LASIK surgery to get rid of glasses went from 2,000 an eye to less than 500 an eye because of competition. Competition brings down prices. Contact lenses. I sold contact lenses within pennies of what Walmart did, not because I wanted to, but because I had to compete. My patients would go to Walmart. And so competition brings down prices. What happened in healthcare is we connected it to employment, and then what happened over time, deductibles got lower and lower, so you'd go to the hospital and you'd have heart surgery. Your bill would be $100,000, and your mouthwash would cost $55. And you'd go, that's ridiculous.
Right.
But you didn't have to pay it, so you didn't care about the price, and you didn't bring prices down because you didn't care about what the cost of things were.
Right. But you know, you're as you say in your book, you're a disciple for smaller government. But is not something like healthcare where government should step in, where business is not doing it? The business has had decades of opportunity to insure people, and it has chosen not to.
Well, no, 85% of people had insurance, so 15% didn't. So what you need to do is look at who are the 15% and why don't they have insurance. Of the 15% who didn't have insurance, half of them made more than $50,000 a year. Why didn't they buy insurance? Because of the expense. They were young, healthy people, and so here's the problem. You have a young audience, and you tell them, oh, you must buy insurance, but they say, well, I make $30,000 a year, but your insurance now costs $15,000. How's the mandate going to work? They say they're one of five employees for a small business, and there's no insurance. How do they buy insurance if they make $30,000 and the insurance costs $15,000? They need the opposite. They don't need low deductibles. They need very high deductibles. They need insurance for catastrophes because young people are unlikely to get ill. They need it for the rare occasion, not for the everyday occasion.
Here is the host, Mo Kelly, talking about Newt Gingrich trying to change the way the Republican Party deals with Obamacare.
Newt Gingrich, the former House Speaker and former presidential candidate, was blaming GOP members of Congress for developing zero alternatives to President Obama's health care reform law. See, we have been talking about that for the longest. Sometimes those folks within the party need to say it to their party. Because then it's not partisan bickering. It is then establishing and validating a fact. Say what you want about Newt Gingrich, but he's speaking truth. And he's telling it to the folks who need to hear it. Now, he may make me mad as all get out tomorrow, but today, he's on point. But wait, there is even more. This is Newt Gingrich. Quote, we are caught up right now in a culture, and you see it every single day, where as long as we, talking about Republicans, are negative, and as long as we are vicious, and as long as we can tear down our opponent, we don't have to learn anything. We have to do the homework. I don't know how you can disagree with that. He is basically acknowledging and admitting to the Republican obstructionism that the Republicans have been the party of no since President Obama has been in office. And he went on, he talked about how we couldn't just be, we being the Republicans, can't be just the anti-Obama party. You actually have to have ideas. You actually have to have solutions.
Let's bring ourselves around to number two. What's going on in Egypt with all the deaths, hundreds and hundreds of people getting killed there, and a lot of people are talking about that and whether or not we ought to be involved. Should we? We'll find out next what a lot of people think on the Talk Radio Review.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it?
Of course you would.
The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave hard horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour, all you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hot hits in talk radio. Every week at this time, we go down the list, or up the list, up and down, sideways. We get 10 items in, though, in the course of an hour. Doug Steffen here with the number 2 item, actually, this week on the countdown, Violence in Egypt. Host Dave Ross and Kim Shepherd talking to Middle East expert Edward Uranian. He's correspondent for CBS, as a matter of fact, over there, about the interim Egyptian government opening fire on protesters.
Was there some reason, Edward, that they couldn't just peacefully remove them? Why did they have to open fire?
Yes, Dave, I think they were probably planning to peacefully remove them or let them stay for quite a while. But what happened was the Muslim Brotherhood changed strategies the day before by marching on government buildings in the center of Cairo. They marched on the Interior Ministry. They marched on the Judiciary. They marched on the Education Ministry. They marched on the Agriculture Ministry. They even broke into the finance ministry yesterday. The interior minister said they attacked police or bank vans, robbed money.
So are these armed attacks? Did they have weapons? Because I understand that the interior ministry is saying that 43 police officers were killed. So did the were the protesters the ones who fired first?
Well, here's the problem. You've got a lot of people there who are from out of the capital, from the provinces, who are very peaceful, who are brought in to support the Muslim Brotherhood. Many of them bust in, many of them paid, many of them given free meals because that's a great incentive in a country like Egypt. And at the same time, you have allies of the Muslim Brotherhood, Islamist militias, people who have guns. They fight in the Sinai. They've gotten guns from Libya. They've gotten guns when the police stations were overrun in 2011 when former President Mubarak was toppled. There are a lot of guns out there. And in fact, the Egyptian police showed much of this, many weapons that they confiscated. Of course, that's not the issue, but certainly a lot of the people they fired at, they took out, were people who were armed. And you could see that from some of the video that was given, that was taken from helicopters, of armed people on the ground who were firing. Now, what they were firing at is unclear, but I assume they were firing at the police.
What is the feeling, though, on the response so far that's come from the White House that, you know, has been not really all that strong? No real action taken by the White House.
Well, Kim, I think the Muslim Brotherhood would like to see outside intervention. I think they would like to see President Obama say, hey, you have to reinstate former President Morsi. I don't think they're going to reinstate former President Morsi. And I think at this point, if the White House were to intervene, it's a lose-lose situation for the U.S. because we give them $1.5 million in aid. That's our leverage. The military has already spoken spoken with its allies, the Saudis, the Emiratis, and the Kuwaitis. They have given $12 billion, which makes 1.5 look like chump change. And I believe from what I'm hearing, they've spoken with the Russians as well, and they're willing to sweeten that offer. Now, back in the 1950s, John Foster Dulles refused to pay for the Aswan Dam. We lost Egypt as an ally until the 70s when Sadat refreshed ties with the West. And that would be the same kind of mistake, and we'd be shooting ourselves in the foot.
Talk host Jackie Page here with Hannah Salim, a student who's visiting from, she's visiting actually her family near Cairo, and they talk about the wave of violence. She's witnessed firsthand and has a pretty interesting account if you listen up.
Hanan, thank you for joining us this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me. Right now, I don't know if you can hear it, but there's shots. I'm stationed like at my aunt's apartment in front of the October 6th bridge. That bridge is a main bridge in Cairo that leads to Rabah, Al Adawiya, which is where all the poor Morsi people are stationed. The cops, like ever since like maybe 9 in the morning or earlier, ever since maybe I woke up, it's crazy. There's so many fighting, so much fighting. There's people shooting at each other. There's, for example, in the morning, it was a lot of poor Morsi on the, like, people on the bridge trying to head through Rabah Al Adawiya. And the police, they came and then they started shooting at them with tear gas. And they started shooting them with rifles and snipers. Like, if their snipers were shooting at them as well. I was recording a video, I'm not sure if I was recording a video or taking a picture because it was hectic. I saw a rock and a tear gas being thrown at me. And so I had to close the window and and then the smoke came in and we all started like choking. And it was just, it's crazy. I don't know if you can hear it right now, but can you hear it?
You can absolutely hear it, Hanan. Are you and your family safe? Are you safe where you are right now?
We're not currently right now. As long as you stay away from the windows, we're good. But, if they see you recording or just at the window, they might shoot you. But right now, it's like a tug of war because first the poor Morsi were on the bridge, and then the police came and they pushed them back, and now the poor Morsi pushed them back again. So you just see shooting everywhere, and it's pretty crazy. The poor Morsi people, from what I've seen, exempt from what I heard, but from what all they've been doing is throwing rocks back at the police. And if there's a tear gas that's thrown at them, they just throw it back. But they haven't really had any, artillery with them, except for the police. The police, you could hear snipers, you can hear rifles, you can hear everything. And the people, all they could do is just set, whatever they can on fire just to, keep them at bay.
Now into the talk radio caller zone. Some of your listening friends, what's going on in Egypt? Here's what a lot of people think, and again, whether or not the United States should be involved, what should we do about it?
I think the United States should certainly give aid to Egypt, to the new government in Egypt. We never should have supported the overthrow of the old regime. This is a wonderful reaction that the people in Egypt see. They see that they were being ruled by a bunch of terrorists. And this is modern. These are Muslims who are doing away with the Islamic extremists. We should support them militarily. And we should hope that the Islamic Brotherhood is, that members of that are wiped out, dead. We should support that militarily. We should send troops to help them.
Disgusted last night when I was watching the news and I saw a Caterpillar bulldozer in there bulldozing the area where these people were. That equipment, I'm sure, was bought with money that the United States gave the Egyptian army. And I just think of, how that equipment is used in this country to build things, and we're over there destroying stuff. It just makes me sick. We need to just stop the money we're giving them, because our heritage, everything's attached to that. I mean, you look at the name Caterpillar, and it means United States of America. I mean, they may as well have been killing those people with the M16A1, the weapon that we use in the United States military. Our name is all over this. We just need to stop.
As unfortunate as this is, the Islamic Brotherhood and Morsi, I think, could be analogous to Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. the Muslim Brotherhood is the organization that Al-Qaeda sprang from. They are radical jihadist. They have fomented violence here, and they are turning public opinion, including American public opinion, against the Egyptian army, which is, in fact, the only stabilizing force over there. And people make a big deal out of saying, but they were democratically elected. So was Adolf Hitler.
That leaves us with number one. The war on drugs is in the focus next here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Don't you just love tuning into this program every week at this time? It's the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio. Doug Steffen here at number one this week on the countdown, the war on drugs. Host Doug McCubbin and Debbie Monterey talking to Dan Duncan, Director of Community Services for the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. He's got a take on the administration's shift on the war on drugs.
What's your first reaction upon hearing what the Attorney General is planning on doing?
Well, I think it's been coming for a while, and I'm supportive of it. I think I would not be the first to say that over the years, many have said that some aspects of the war on drugs is more or less playing war on ourselves. So this move makes sense to take those low-level, nonviolent offenders and not impose these types of restrictions on them. But at the same time, I'm heartened by the fact that he says, you know, we need to provide them with treatment. I hope drug courts become, bigger part of that, but I think it makes a lot of sense.
It seems like over the last couple of decades, much of our policies regarding drugs and crime has just been, we have to take this hardline stance, no excuses, because we, you know, we're against drugs, not taking into account that so many of the crimes that we report are basically fueled by people these days, it seems lately, who have heroin addictions or whatever, and are just stealing things to fuel that addiction. You put them in jail, they get out, and they just do the same thing. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. They're not going to get better that way. You know, I think Holder made a comment that incarceration is supposed to be about punishment, deterring, and rehabilitate, not convict, warehouse, and forget. And so when you put a heroin, as you say, Debbie, if you put a heroin addict in prison and just sit them there for a while and then release them later, and, you know, if nothing changes, nothing changes, and there's a very good chance that he's going to recidivate and he's going to wind up doing the same thing he did before. So I think you live and you learn. We spent an awful lot of time these last few decades learning. Now it's time to respond to what we've learned.
On the other hand, Taco's Bill Carroll doesn't think this change is really going to make much of a difference.
It's the dawn of a brand new day in the United States of America where you're probably not going to go to jail anymore for drug possession. It's not going to be a big deal. I have a few problems with this. First of all, most importantly, don't believe it's going to change much, especially here in California. When was the last time somebody stayed in jail for more than 30 seconds on a minor drug possession offense? Even with mandatory minimum sentences, there's no room. They just get kicked out the back door. So I don't think we'll notice any change in California, and maybe that's what's inspired the Obama administration to act, saying, well, you know, it's already kind of happening by default anyway. Let's look like we're in touch with our base, and we've long believed that we send too many people to prison for no good reason. The war against drugs is not one we're winning. So I think the white flag is being waved by the Obama administration. We are surrendering in the war of drugs. Well, that's good, because in Mexico, where a lot of the drugs flow into this country from, the new president there's pretty much given up on the war of drugs. Yeah, right? I mean, you don't hear about as many people being beheaded anymore because the government just kind of stay out of their way. Stay out of the drug cartel's way. That's, I guess we could solve all crime by just not enforcing any laws. There'd be technically no crime on the books, right? You can declare a great victory. Look, we charge no one with anything. Well, that's because we don't set out to charge anyone with anything. You'll get a lot of people who agree with him on this. And it's tempting to agree because it seems like it's a smart idea. But there are a lot of practical reasons it doesn't work. Let me give you the background on this. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, made a big announcement. And a lot of people in law enforcement say this is absolutely a game changer. Some of his critics and even some of his supporters are saying, why didn't they do this during the first 4 years? Why are they waiting till now to do this? If this was the right thing to do today, it was the right thing to do then. And they're also going to need some legislative changes. So some of this is kind of pie in the sky thinking. They could do some administratively. They can make changes about how they enforce things and don't enforce things. And you know what it all comes down to, really? They've advised their U.S. attorneys around the country to think about how they write up the charges in the first place. They want to find a way, just make sure the language doesn't fall into the minimum sentencing for drug possession. So there's some administrative changes going on, but they're going to have to be some legislative changes, which are going to be a lot harder to get. They think they believe they've won over some conservatives on this. But we'll see once the public gets to dissect it what kind of backlash they get on it.
The war on drugs, most talked about item this week on the overview of the Hot Hits and Talk Radio. Let's recap from number 10 to number 1. The suit against Paula Deen comes in at 10. The proposed merger being stopped by the government between American Airlines and U.S. Airways at number 9. The Whitey Bulger verdict is 8. The San Diego mayoral scandal is 7. North Carolina voter ID, number 6. New York City stop and frisk policy, number 5. Immigration reform, number 4. Obamacare, number 3. Egypt, number 2. And the war on drugs, number 1 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks for sticking around. I'm Doug Steffen.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.